Have you ever wondered how your community came to be, or the histories of community members? Have you ever had a dream for yourself, your community, or the world in general? This summer, Boys in Braddock worked with local mentors, developing valuable relationships to help guide them on the pathway of life. This is Emma Paulini from Pittsburgh Youth Media, reporting on Crossing Fences. Crossing Fences, an oral history program from Saturday Light Brigade Radio Productions, helps teenage African American boys learn from and about the lives of Black men within their community. Through these interactions, the boys deepen their insight of their goals for the future, such as furthering their education, increasing the job outlook, and improving the world globally. Relating with mentors in the community puts the youth in touch with resources and circles of connections that can help these dreams grow into achievement. This program has been running since 2012 in various locations around Pittsburgh, and so far this summer, it covered Homestead and Sheridan. Throughout the week of July 27th, it was centered in Braddock. I attended day one of the Crossing Fences training, which was held at Braddock's Nya Page Community Center and Carnegie Library. 10 teens were there, learning skills of audio creation, how to conduct an interview, and brainstorming questions to ask the men who could potentially be mentors for them. Occupying various professions, these men include Raymond Riley, an artist and art teacher at Pine Richland High School, Guy Collins, a Borough of Braddock police officer, Tyrone Smith, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Dynamic Products and Services, and Kevin McGuire Sr., the Executive Chef at UPMC, plus many others. There were 10 mentors in total. The interviews at the end of the week were 20 to 45 minute conversations with these local adults. And the final product is a 4-minute audio publication that reflects upon the lives and stories of these generations of men and teens. The interviews are edited by the teens themselves and published in a full-color book with CD. 1,000 copies of the publications are then distributed throughout their community. To start the training session, the boys recorded themselves introducing themselves to each other, practicing how to check the sound levels of the recording as they went. Then, Dana Gold, Director of Programs at the Mentoring Partnership of Southwestern PA, came to discuss how accomplishing goals can be achieved by good communication and positive, goal-oriented interactions with others. She said,
"We're going to talk today about how to find people who can be helpful to you achieving the goals you want to achieve in your life."
With her, the boys discussed what they appreciate about their community. For example, Darnell said,
"What I like about my community is there's always something to do."
And then talked about what they would do to improve the community or the world if they had one wish. Topics spanned from stopping global warming to bringing their community together, as each boy had something specific that he cared about. One teen said,
I guess I put a new face on music. You know, these days, music, I guess, is all about disrespecting women, drugs, and money, but I want to do something different."
Another student, Andre, explained,
"Just for everyone just to come together. So far as the world, I would just make people's motivation better, because like nothing's impossible. If you have the motivation, then you can make it happen."
With that attitude, Dana led the teens in smart goal making and talked about how others can assist you in achieving those goals. A smart goal is one that is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. The group analyzed quotes from successful people and then broke down the roles of mentor and mentee. They discovered
mentors can be anybody. They don't have to be people who are really up there and famous. They can be a neighbor, a friend.
Dana also explained how mentors empower you to make the change you want to see.
They're willing to give you resources and advice and guidance. They will educate, they will influence, they will inspire.
With these ideas, and by connecting with others in the community, the teens learn more about the world around them and how to find success in the goals they harbor. As one teen put it,
it's a new way to learn new things, talk to different people, know what they did and how they did it, how they got to where they are. It motivated me to come here and, you know, learn something new, do something different.
For more information about Crossing Fences, visit www.neighborhoodvoices.org. This has been Emma Paulini with Pittsburgh Youth Media 2015.